Okay, let's get into Shabbos, Daf Kuf Lamed Gimel. Kuf Lamed Gimel, we are on Kuf Lamed Beis Amud Beis, a little bit from the bottom, about 10, 12 lines up, Rava Amar. Rava Amar. So if you remember, we have been talking about the hierarchy of various halachic contexts. Mila, Avoda, Sara'as, and Shabbos. Those four, where do they fall out in the hierarchy? What is Docha what? Trying to make some Kavachomers. Remember, we got into this whole discussion because of Amud Aleph, we brought a number of makaros for how do you know that Mila is Docha Shabbos? How do we get into that? Because the beginning of the parak talks about Machshirei Mila. That's what she's of Rabbi Eliezer. But going back to that, really, the parak started off with step two. Step one is how do you know Mila is Docha Shabbos? So we had a couple of deos, the day that we hold of. The Rashi quotes it, Salat Torah, B'yom Afilu B'Shabbos, from the word Bayom in Parsha Tazria. But along the way, we came up with other makaros and kavachomers, so that's where we stand right now, Rava Amar. Rava Amar, about 12 lines up from the bottom. So says the Gemara, Mila Bizmana Dochelotzricha Kra. Here we are talking about Mila and Sara'as. If there is a Sara'as spot on a foreskin, and I have to do Bris Mila on this baby, or even if somebody older, if I have to do the mitzvah of Mila, so we say Mila is Doche, the Isser of Sara'as. There is an Isser Da'oraisa of cutting off a Sara'as spot. Right, it's an easy way to get out of Sara'as. If I get Sara'as, okay, I'll cut it off before I show it to the Kohen. No problem. The answer is you can't do that. This is a daraisa. So says the Gemara, Asi Docholosa. Well, I shouldn't say that yet. Mila Bismana is Doche Tsaraas. So Rava says you don't even need a pasuk for that. Mikal v'chomer asya. You know that Mila should be Doche Tsaraas from Mikal v'chomer. Uma Shabbos dechamira Doche. If Shabbos, which is obviously more very chamor, and yet Mila is Doche Shabbos, Tsaraas lo kol shekein. So surely Mila should be Doche Tsaraas. Tsaraas isn't as chamor as Shabbos. So the Gemara says back, Amalei Rav Safra l'Rava, Mimai de Shabbos chamira. How do you know that the Shabbos is more chamor? Delma Tsaraas chamira. Maybe Tsaraas is more chamor, shekein Doche, shekein what? The hierarchy that we had yesterday. Shekein doche so avoda, avoda doche the Shabbos. Saras is doche avoda, as we mentioned. If a Kohen has saras, he cannot do the avoda in the mikdash. And avoda is doche Shabbos. So if you start from the top, saras, avoda, Shabbos. So you see, saras is more chamor than Shabbos in a certain sense. So Rava's kavachomer is knocked out. Says the Gemara, no. Defending Rava, Hasam lav mishum de chamirat samaras. No, that hierarchy is not because saras is more chamor. It's that you don't say saras is stronger than avod and avod is stronger than Shabbos. No, elam mishum de gavra hu de lo chazi. No, it's just that the person who is a mitzora is mufka from doing avoda. It's not that it's more chamor. It's just that he's not in the parsha of doing avoda. He's not ra'ui. Amai. What? What are you going to say? V'yakas b'harto v'yavod. He should cut off his saras and do the avoda anyway? No, it's not going to help. Mechusar tevilahu. He is mechusar tevili. He would have to go to the mikveh anyway. So this is just a person who is out of the world of avoda. Not because of the stringency of saras, which is doche avoda. L'mais, it is doche avoda. But we shouldn't look at it as a stringency, which would then tell us that, oh, Tsaraas is more chamor than Shabbos. No, no, no. Really, Shabbos is more chamor, and therefore Rava is rehabilitated. And we hold up the Kal v'chomer is okay. So now the Gemara says, no, still not true. Tenach negaim temeim, fine negaim temeim, he is mufka from the Parsha, because even if he would cut it off, he's still tamei for that day. Negaim tahorim ha'ikalameimar. But what about a negat tahor, a tahor spot? What is a tahor spot? Rashi quotes two examples. A bohak. A bohak is a type of spot that ends up being a tahor spot. Or the other, more well-known one, parcha bekule. If somebody is covered from head to toe with saras, as we know, the halacha is tahor. Right, similar, the achronim connected to the halacha by a Sanhedrin. If everybody rules chayev, he's pater. Right, so his whole head is covered with saras. So in that case, if he cuts it off, he's not going to be tummy. So Michael Amemar. So what are you going to say in that case? So there's no tumma there, and yet he's not allowed to cut it off. Right? We have an isser. We have a Rashi quotes the Medrash. Rashi quotes that there's an isser to cut off a tahar spot also. So the fact that Tsaraas still plays a role there. It must be that it is chamor, and we end up knocking out Rava's kavachomer. So that is why we have to come up with a different a different reason. So Ella Amar Rav Sheshes. So there's a different reason that Shabbos beats out is stronger than Saras, and therefore the Kal Vachomer will be defended. Where is that? Ella Amar Rav Ashi, or even just before we get there, I think I mentioned in the past the Bali Musar that say, is there a svara that we could come up for if somebody's covered from head to toe with Saras? Right, he's tar. He or she is tar. Right, why should that be? It doesn't make sense. Right? It's so much. So we mentioned, why is Saras such a perfect Mida Keneged Mida for Lashon Hara? Even though we mentioned over the last couple of days that it can't only be for Lashon Hara because an 8-year-old baby has Saras. He's not speaking so much Lashon Hara in those first couple of days. What, with his Chavrusa in utero? I don't think the Malach speaks too much Lashon Hara either. Right, so what exactly is the message? So, but assuming it's connected to Lashon Hara, a lot of sources connected to that. So one could suggest, what is Lashon Hara? Lashon Hara is where I take a certain action that a person did, a certain attribute that they have, and label them because of that. Did you hear what so-and-so did? And based on that, I'm labeling them as a fool. I'm labeling them as an evil person. Whatever it is, I take something small and I label them. That's exactly what Saras is. There's a spot, and what does the Kohen have to do? We have to declare him, you are a Mitzora. You are declared to be a Mitzora. A little thing. It's the same exact thing, Mida Keneged Mida. A little thing, and we declare him as that. But, if somebody is covered from head to toe, so that it's not a parallel to Lashon Hara. He's covered. It's not something small, which we're labeling him. It is him. He's totally covered. So, that must not be Saras. So therefore, that's why it's not Mida Keneged Mida. That's an idea that some of the Bali Musar suggest. Okay, back to the Gemara. Says the Gemara, four lines from the bottom. Ella Amar Rav Ashi. We have a different reason why Shabbos it would beat out Saras, but we would save the Kal Vachomer. Ella Amar Rav Ashi, Heicha Amrinon, Da Asi Asi V'dochi Lo Saseh. When do we say Asi Docha Lo Saseh? Kegon Mila Bit Saras. Cutting off the foreskin with a tzaras spot on it. Inami or tzitzis v'kilayim. In the ultimate mitzvah of tzitzis, when we used to wear wool and linen together, that's fine. Why? De be'idna de mis'akir lav kamukim asay. At the very moment that you are violating, you are fulfilling. Asay docha lo sasay requires what's called be'idna. At the same exact moment. Hacha, but in our case, what are you going to say by the avoda? What, you should cut off the tzara spot for it to do the avoda? You can't do that. Why? Hacha bina de besak el alav lo kamoka masay. Right, when you would cut off the spot, when you cut off the spot, that's before you're doing any mitzvah. So that's why it wouldn't be allowed. So again, it's not because saras is more chamur, it's just that asi docha lo sasay isn't going to work. So therefore, Rav's kavachomer is back to its strength. What was his kavachomer? If Mila is docha Shabbos, which is so chomer, it's surely docha Saras. And Shabbos is more chomer. The fact that Saras is docha avoda is not because of his stringency, but just because it wouldn't be be'idna. It wouldn't be at the same moment. Good. Let's just finish this section, and then we'll talk about that line. I v'haderava v'rev safra tanoi. This issue, whether you could say the Kal Vachomer, is really a machlokas tanoim. The Tanya, the Brisa says, Basar v'afal pishisham b'heres yamul. Basar, even though there is a b'heres, there's a Torah spot on it, you have to do the Mila, divrei Rav Yoshia. That's what Rav Yoshia says. Rav Yonasan Omar, eino tzarech. No, you don't need that. You don't need a pasik. Shabbos chamur dochet tzaras l'kol shekein. So you see, it's a machlokes, whether you say that kavachomer. Good. Asi docha lo sasei. This is a huge topic. It just came up now, and it comes up a little bit later on the daf. Let's talk about it for a few moments right now. And start off with a question that the Gemara just asked. Why does it have to be so exact? The exact same moment. Why can't it be a few seconds apart? I'm going to cut off the tzaras, and then I'm going to do the avoda 10 seconds later. It has to be at the exact same moment, like tzitzis, like mila and tzaras, the exact same action. Not only the exact same moment. It's the same act. Why is it so crucial? So shevi al taseh. I'm saying, but it's better. But if I asi docha lo sasei, I'll get rid of this. I can do the mitzvah in 5 seconds from now. Right. So why does it have to be so at the exact same moment? So it could be that it relates to the lumdus of I can't even say the achronim. I can't even say the rishonim. The gaonim have this lumdus. We have to look at the bottom of our daf right here. Rav Nisim Gaon. The question that the achronim ask is how to understand asi docha lo sasei. What is known as hutra and dechuya. as we mentioned it in other contexts, when it comes to Tomei and Avoda and Pikuach Nefesh and Shabbos, as we mentioned a couple of days ago, Hutra and Dechuya. When I say Asi Docha Lo Sasei, let's say our case, Mila and Saras. So should I look at it as, well, I'm violating an Isser. There's an Isser of Saras. But you know what? I'm allowed to violate. I'm allowed to violate it because I'm doing a mitzvah also. I'm doing a mitzvah. It's an Avera, but I'm not going to get faulted for it because it's an Avera that I'm allowed to violate because I'm also doing an Asay at that moment. Is that how we should look at it? What we would call Dechuya? We're pushing off the Avera? Or do I say no? Built into every Avera in the book, capital B, is a heter that if you're doing a mitzvah at that moment, the Avera falls away. The Avera doesn't exist. If Asi Docha Lo Sasei means that you're not doing the Avera. The Asei redefines the action that you're doing, that it's not an Avera at all. Those are two very different ways of understanding. Various nafkaminas, but the clearest, we'll mention some nafkaminas, but the clearest formulation of that second understanding of Hutra is right here on our daf and Rabbeinu Nissim Gaon. If anybody speaks about Asi Docha Lo Sasei in Shas, they quote Rav Nissim, or they better quote, Rav Nissim Gaon, Shabbos Kuf Lama Gimel. Here he is. This is not the Ron. The Ron's a Rishon. But this is before that. The Gaonim. Rav Nissim Gaon. He says, on the left column, if you're following, the left column, he says, on the third to last line, Ki azhara shalav al zeh hatnai umra. Though every lav is said with a tnai, it's said with a condition.
What many people have a question about, for Shoalin Olav, and they ask,
right, famous question, he says, everybody knows that it's worse to do an Avera than not to fulfill a mitzvah. Right, violating an Avera, b'kum v'asei, that's what, you get punished for that, you get malchus, not doing a mitzvah? Okay, it's a bit lasse. There's usually no punishment, except for two cases. So why should we say Asi Docha Lo Sasei? The Lo Sasei is much worse. You should say the Lo Sasei knocks out the Asei.
Heich Yavo Asei V'yitchas HaRasholav. Shehi Chamura Mimenu. Umi Derech HaYadua Shachomer Docha Akal.
So he says, what's the answer? Because the Lo Sasei doesn't exist when there's an Asei. It's not like one is beating out the other one. When there's an Asei, there is no Lo Sasei. That is the strongest formulation of the approach of Hutra. So those are two different ideas that you have in Asi Docha Lo Sasei. L'may Nafkamina? May Nafkaminas. Number one is coming up in a couple of lines. Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish says, what if you have a choice? What if you don't have to rely on Asi Docha Lo Sasei? You could figure out a way to do the Asei without violating the Lo Sasei. Do you have to, you know, find the other route? Or do you say no? Once you say Asi Docha Lo Sasei, it's okay. So we paskin l'chumra there, but it could be if you hold the Hutra approach that you could say, once the lav doesn't exist, period. It could be that we would have argued, at least conceptually, on Reish Lakish. Or, similar to an Osik B'mitzvah Patam and a Mitzvah, that's where you have two Aseis. That's Asei and an Asei. Here you have an Asei and a Los Asei. Good. And then what about Tosis and Erevin discusses? What happens if it's your fault that you have to rely on Asei Docha Los Asei? It's your fault. Right, Tosas there discusses the case where you're a Kohen and you're in the middle of doing a couple of Karbanos and you got the bloods mixed up. Karbanos that are supposed to be sprinkled one time and Karbanos that are supposed to be sprinkled four times on the Mizbeach. They all got mixed up because you were negligent. So now what do you do on the Mizbeach? Do you sprinkle it four times just in case or do you sprinkle it one time just in case? Bal Tosif, Bal Tigra. So Tosas says, what's the difference? Asi Docha Lo Sasei. Don't worry about it. Says Tosas, no, but here it's your fault. It's your pshia. If it's your pshia, you can't rely on Asi Docha Lo Sasei. So that fits if you hold a more of a tchuya approach. If you say hutra, that doesn't matter. The Lo Sasei doesn't exist. So there are a number of nafkaminas related to this. But one of them might be beidna. How close do you have to have them to each other? Do they have to be simultaneous mamish? And here you might say, again, you might argue, but you might say, if you need the assay to push off the los assay, it's got to be simultaneous. Or at least the assay has to be first. Right? Asi Docha Lo Sasei. If the los assay comes first, then you can't do it. If you say, though, that it is redefined, then maybe be a little more flexible. If I'm about to do a mitzvah, and that's my kavana, so then maybe still I wouldn't have to be so rigid in my definitions of Be'itna. Okay, so again, there's a lot more there, but that's some of the discussions of Asi Docha Lo Sase. Keep in mind, we mentioned in the past, just to keep, there are three concepts where you have mitzvahs and averos coming together, and they're each different. One is Asi Docha Lo Sase, one is Lav Hanitak La'ase, and one is Mitzvah Haba Ba'avera. One of them, you're not allowed to do, one of them, you're allowed to do, and one of them somewhere in the middle. Meaning, Lav Hanitak La'ase, you shouldn't have done the Avera, but now you're trying to fix it, so you do the Ase, Lav Hanitak La'ase. Right, you did it, you stole, and now you have a mitzvah to do. Then you have Mitzvah Haba Ba'avera, which is, you did an Avera to get the mitzvah, and then you have, so there is overlap between those three. You have to figure out exactly which applies in each of the cases. But it's always good to keep track of various halakhic concepts that are similar but different from each other, and have the groupings. Have the groupings. We've mentioned in the past Brera. Brera Tanai and Avra Gorim Lamamon are also a tripod. Right? Those three go together. But here also, you have issues of, again, Asi Docha Lo Sase, Mitzvah Baba Avera, and Lav Hanitak La'ase. Those are the three concepts that, where you have a mitzvah and an Avera overlapping each other, and you gotta figure out exactly how to work it. Just one more source related, again, a separate source, which is, somewhat known, the Ramban of Parshas Yisro. 2 weeks ago, it's Parsha, where the Ramban says, maybe Asi Docha Lo Sase, to answer the Rabbeinu Nissim Gaon's question, isn't a Lo Sase worse? So he says, Avas Hashem and Yiras Hashem. Mitzvahs asay flow from Avas Hashem. Mitzvahs los asay flow from Yiras Hashem. Asi docha los asay. Avas Hashem is on a greater level than Yiras Hashem, and that's why Asi docha los asay. And then the Achronim add on to that Ramban. But that's why there's, the Gemara says, Ein Asi docha los asay per Beis HaMikdash. Because their Yiras Mikdash is primary. That's why Yira would be the focus. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, to that fourth line, Amar Mar, Basar, or Basar, Afapishesham, Baharaz Yamal Divir Rabbi Yoshia. So Rabbi Yoshia says, the Pasuk tells me that even though there is Saras there, you do the Mila. So the Gemara says, Halam Alikra, what do you need a Pasuk for to teach me that? Darvashina Miskavinu, Darvashina Miskavin Mutter. What do you mean? Isn't it a Darvashina Miskavin? You don't have Kavana to cut off the Saras spot. So the Gemara answers two answers. Amar Abaya, lo nitzrecha el al Rabbi Yehuda, dar rav shem miskavin asur. Maybe it's going to Rabbi Yehuda, who we don't all like, or the answer that you're all thinking, Rava Amar, afilu tamer Rabbi Shimon, moder Rabbi Shimon, psik reisha v'lo yamas. This isn't dar v'shem miskavin. This is vadai going to happen. This is psik reisha. So it's like chopping off the head of the chicken. So it's psik reisha. So therefore, says the Gemara, it is asur, and therefore, I would have thought it is asur, and that's why you need the pasuk. Says the Gemara of Abaya, Leslie Haisvara. Abaya doesn't hold of that. Of the Psik Reisha line, Vabaya Varava Damish Rabaya. We already had five times in this Pesachta. Moder of Shimon, Psik Reisha Valayamus. Abaya and Rava both say that Rav Shimon agrees by Psik Reisha. Everybody agrees Psik Reisha. If it's Vada gonna happen, it's Asur. So, how can you suggest otherwise that it's only according to Rabbi Yehuda? So, Basa the Shama me Rava Savra. Originally, he didn't realize it, but once he heard it from Rava, that's when he agreed to Rava and said Rav Shimon agrees. Period. Let's just do the next section, and then we'll make a comment. Ika demasni laha. You know what? Let's just say it here, because there's going to be more to talk about. Again, it's one of those jam-packed dafim. The Ritva and others here wonder, is this really a case of psik reisha, davar sheni miskaven? There's one thing being done here. You just have different kavana. Wouldn't this be more like a malacha sheni tzricha lagufa? Again, what's davar sheni miskaven? Two actions, act A and act B. I drag a bench, and I'm making a hole. Maybe I'll make the hole, maybe I won't make the hole. But if you do one act, like digging a hole, do you want the dirt or do you want the hole? That's Malacha Sheni Tzricha Lagufa. Here you're doing one act. You're cutting off the tzaras, you're cutting the mila. And cutting the foreskin is also cutting the tzaras, isn't it? Asked the Ritva. So the Ritva gives a couple of technical answers where he says, well, maybe the tzaras spot is above the place where you're cutting. So it is two actions. It is too. It's the act of cutting the foreskin, and then it's like a pimple on top, right? It's not exactly that you're cutting it. So it is. It can be separated. But then he gives one suggestion where he says, no, maybe it is more in the psik reisha darvei shen miskavin issue. It's not malacha shen tzricha legufa. Why? He quotes Acherim. He says, Tahachanami ikatarti dumya de gorer mita shalo asra torah lakutz haBeheres elo lakutz bekavana. Lataris of Beheres Bixi Sasso. Says the Ritva here, something that we discussed way back, I think about Daf Chavtes or so, earlier in the Masechta. There are some Averos where Kavana plays a role, and if you don't have Kavana, you didn't do the Avera. It's not just that, oh, I ate a piece of treif, and even if I didn't realize it was treif, I still did the Avera. There are some Isurim, even on a Daraisa level, that require Kavana. So we discussed back on Daf Chavtes, maybe Shatnes. You need Hana'as Levisha. If you have no kavana, let's say I'm putting something on just to model it for you, but not because I want to wear it because I'm cold or protection, it could be there's no issur of shatnez there. So the Ritva right here quotes a similar idea by Kitzitas Baheres. If your kavana is not to cut off the, you're doing a bris milah. You don't want to become tahar. So it could be, in that case, there is no issur. That's why it's called the Davashayna Miskavi. There's two separate issues here, the Mila and the Ksitas Baharis. Anyway, important line in the Ritva. Okay, we continue.
Does it make a difference if the Maul is doing it?
Does it make a difference about the Maul versus, well, we'll talk about that soon. Yeah, the Gemara will talk about it. Says the Gemara Vayter, Ikadamasi Lohada Bayavaravaho. Some have this end the conversation on a different the end of the conversation on a different piece. Aha, on the following. Hisham, Erben Negat Saras, Shbarba Ovlasos. That's the pasuk. Be careful with Negat Saras to guard it and to do exactly what you're supposed to do. La'asos iata oseh. You cannot cut it off to become tahor. Aval, you're allowed to do it in an indirect way. Aval osa ata besiv shal gabe raglo. Ubemoch al gabe ksefo. What if I have a saras spot on my shoulder? And I just happen to be carrying a big load on my shoulder. Do I have to worry? No. Maybe I could even do it with Gavana. I'm just minding my own business. I'm carrying a load on my shoulder, and over time, the tzaras spots gets rubbed off. Or it's on the bottom of my foot. Says the Drush's Chazal, that's mutter. The Amavra Avra, and if it passes, then it disappears. So that's the Bryce of, so we say, V'halam alikra, Davashayna Miskavinu. Davashayna Miskavin mutter, isn't that just Davashayna Miskavin? Amar Abaya, this is the same Shakla Vitaria. Lo nitzer chayla le Rabbi Yehuda, Davashayna Miskavin aser, that's Abaya. V'rava Amar, afil tamer Rav Shimon, umod Rav Shimon psegresha v'lo yamus. Same exact suggestions. Va'abaya let's play high svara. Rabbiya doesn't hold of that. Va'abaya v'rava devin shavaya modir v'shim v'segvei shavol yamus. Doesn't he hold of it? Labasar deshame me rava savra. It was afterwards he held of it. Period. Stop there for a moment. There is a big discussion in the Achronim. Does the isser of cutting off your tzaras apply bizman hazeh? We don't really know what tzaras is. But let's say somebody gets a spot, somebody does their research, and they have a tzaras spot. Does the isser apply bizman hazeh? Why shouldn't it apply Bizman Hazeh? If you look in the Tiferes Yisrael, one of the great commentaries on Mishnayos, he has a Hakdama to Meseches Nigaim. So at the end, the last paragraph in that Hakdama, he says, Umiyamai Tamhati, Lamei Nogin came Bizman Hazeh. I don't know why. Why don't we have these halachas today? Vizacharti Yamimi Kedem. I remember, Shebi Yaldusi, when I was very, very young, I don't know how young he was. He was asking a shayla in Hilchos Negayim, but he says, when I was younger, he tzaisi to miyasi zu. I asked my question lefnei agon agadol moreinu Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva Eger. He says, when I was much younger, I asked Rabbi Akiva Eger this kasha. Say chasada bekodesh lefracha veheishivani shegam hutam al davar zeh. And he told me he also wondered, why doesn't it seem like we're worried about this today? V'she'en lo teretz hamiskabel al adas. And he doesn't really have an answer that he likes. But says the Tiferes Yisrael, but now that I've gotten older, v'hasha t'kashishna l'dartaki, nirali, I'll tell you the answer. The answer is because we don't have any kohanim yuchasim today. In order for it to be declared a vadait sara'as, it has to be declared that way by a kohen miyuchas. Nowadays we just have kohanim muchzakim, so maybe that's good enough to duchen, and maybe that's good enough to bench first, but it's not going to be good enough for us to give them truma. It's not going to be good enough for them to do things that may be, other issues. Lo alima cheskas kahuna neged cheskas mamon. And therefore, gam neged adam yishtovik shemein okoin, v'ich yakav pas rosho benesek, or ich yakav rosho v'yavar taral zekino, besides the fact that you're going to have to shave your head, get rid of your payas when you become tahar. Either way, he says, that's the reason we don't have any konim muchzakim bizman hazeh. The problem is that there is a Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says in Yeridaya, in Simon, Reish Samach Vav. Reish Samach Vav in Hilchos Mila. The Shulchan Aruch says in Reish Samach Vav Aleph Mila beimizmana beishalabizmana doche saras saras. Do we have saras today? Shulchan Aruch quotes it. Sheim yesh baharis ba'ara arla avol bi sheish b'ksitzes baharis lo sasei chotchem arba. It's okay. Mila doche saras. It's in the Shulchan Aruch. It's in the Shulchan Aruch. How do we have that today? We don't have, 500 years ago in the times of the Beis Yosef, what? It only goes by the Kohanim Yuchasim? There are a few Kohanim that have their trace their Yichas back? It doesn't say that we're only talking about that. So it is a little mystery that the Shulchan Aruch quotes it. Shulchan Aruch does quote it, even though the Achronim assume it doesn't apply. There are three places in Shulchan Aruch, that maybe there are more, at least three, where we find the Mitzora. We find Halachas of Mitzara'as. Halachas of Mitzora can't wear tefillin. Hilchas tefillin, Aruch Hayim. Shulchan Aruch says a mitzvah can't wear tefillin, and also in Yeredeya in Kuftei Zayin in the Dvarim Sha'asur Mishum Sakana, it says one shouldn't touch their armpit too much because that'll maybe lead to saras. Okay, three places. Trivia question: where does mitzvah come up in Shulchan Aruch? So one of them is this Argamaris quoting Shulchan Aruch that mila is docha saras, and what's noteworthy is that is there saras bisman hazeh? Okay, yeah.
What's the cutting off something that has been established as saras
right
by a
Kohen? Right. So, we would have thought, according to the Achronim, the assumption is that, exactly how you just formulated it, the Isser is cutting off saras that has been declared, right? You're asking, implicitly, I think, that, well, isn't the whole point that you're going to cut it before you go to the Kohen?
Right.
So, at least maybe it has to be in the time period when Avada Kohen would say it, and you know, and you're not going. In a time period when there's no Kohen anywhere that's going to tell you. So there's an Isser then? So you're right. You're right. It sounds that way. But the Shulchan Aruch maybe assumes, no, as long as it's in the Parsha of Saras, you don't need the Kohen. Either way, that is the discussion. Maybe Rabbi Kiva Eger didn't like that answer of the Tveris Yisrael, like because of your point. What do you mean? The whole Chashash is you're going to go do it before you go to the Kohen. Okay. Either way, it's an important Ha'ara. We continue, third wide line. V'abaya, Elibad Reb Shimon. Hai basar mayavilei. According to Abaya's Reb Shimon in the Hava Mina, what did he, when he said that it was based on a svara, so what would he have used the word basar for? Hai basar mayavilei, Amr of Amram, ba'omer, he would use that pasuk to teach me that even in the following case, it's mutter. Ba'omer lakutz baharta hu miskaven. Let's say there is a gadol who's having a bris milah, and he's having a meal, and he says, by the way, I have saras on my makam amila. You know, please, I want to have in mind to become tahar also with it. So even if he has that kavana, you still want to do it. So the Gemara says, Tenach, gadol, katam, ikal, meymar. So fine, by a gadol, but a baby doesn't have that. So Amar of Masharshi, ba'omer avi haben, lakutz baharis tebenohu takam miskavein. If the father is about to do mila, and he says, Rabosai, by the way, I am not only doing bris mila, I am cutting off its saras spot, because I don't want my son to be tameh. Even if he says that, it's mutter. That's the extra pasuk. V'iika, so the Gemara says one second, V'iika acher, le'evit acher. If there's somebody else there, then why don't we make the other person do it? Rashi says, let the father leave. Right? So then it wouldn't be, you know, it wouldn't have that kavana. D'amrei shlo b'Reb Shimon min Lakish, as I quoted before, k'makam sh'adamosi aseh b'losaseh, it whenever you have aseh and losaseh, im ata yochol l'kayim shnei emutav. If you can do both of them, fine. V'im lav, yavo aseh v'yitcha losaseh, it's better to try to do both of them, to have the father leave. So the Gemara says, d'leka acher. No, if there is nobody else, there's nobody else, the own father is the only one that can do the milah, so the chiddush of the pasuk is, even in that case, we would say it is mutter, because milah is doche. Good. We continue. Omar mar, yantif ein doche ela bismana bilvad. We said a milah only, a milah bismana is doche yantif. And we mentioned yesterday the machlokas between the Rambam and the Rosh. What about yantif sheni? Is milah shelo bismana doche yantif sheni? Is it doche yantav sheni? Yantav rishon is for sure not doche. Yantav sheni, the Rambam says, you do a milah shelo bizman on yantav sheni. And the Rosh says, no, you don't do a yantav sheni. So, says the Gemara Minani Mili, how do you know the regular din of yantav? Yantav rishon. How do you know you don't do a milah on yantav? If it is not bizmana. So, four suggestions. Number one, Amar chizkia, v'chein tana deve chizkia, Amar kra, lo so siri menu ad boker. Do not leave over a carbon until the morning. It'll become nosar. Shein tamalomar ad boker. You don't have to say the next. It says lo tazir mimenu ad boker v'chalanos mimenu ad boker beishes rofu. It says ad boker twice. So matam lomar ad boker. Why do you have to have a second ad boker? Ba'akas of litin lo boker sheni l'srifaso, to teach me that you can't burn it right away. Let's say you have a carbon that becomes nosar, right? We're talking about Shmos Yud Beis. We're talking about the carbon Pesach. So the carbon Pesach becomes nosar. You have one night to eat it. That's it. The next morning, it's nosar. So you have to burn it. You're not allowed to burn it that Yontif morning. You gotta wait till the next morning, right? Cholamoid morning. To wait. Why? Because of the extra word ad boker. What do you see from there? Anytime you're doing a tzorich hedyot, it's not doche Yontif. So Rashi says, a mila shlobizmana would be called and no better than a tzorich hedyot. That is number one. Abaya Amar, different pasuk. Amar kra, olas Shabbos b'shabbato. The Ola of Shabbos is brought on Shabbos, v'lo Olas Chol b'Shabbos. And the Ola of Chol cannot be brought on Shabbos, v'lo Olas Chol b'Yantif. Anything that is a weekday, categorized as a weekday activity, cannot be done on Shabbos or Yantif. A Mila, Shalom b'Zmana, is compared to that. Rava Amar, third shot. Amar Kra, Hu Levado Yasa Lachem. It itself, only Ochel Nefesh. Hu v'lo Machshirin. Only Ochel Nefesh, not the Machshirin, Ochel Nefesh. Levado v'lo Mila, Shalom b'Zmana. Levado and not Milosh Lobazmana, the Asya Bakavachomer, because you would have learned it from Bakavachomer. Rashi quotes the Kavachomer that we would have said. Rav Ashi Amar, number four, Shabbason Asehu. Keeping Yantif is an Asay. Vahavila Yantif Asay Velosa Asay. And Mila is only an Asay. So it can't be Docha Yantif because Veinasi Docha Aslosa Asay Vasay. Because one Asay, like we mentioned yesterday, is not Docha Alosa Asay Vasay. That's why Mila is not Docha Yantif. We mentioned yesterday the Mishnah Melech Safik. I said I would come back to it. And that is the Mishnah Melech Safik. We hold Ein Asay Docha Alosa Asay Vasay. And what if you did it anyway? Do you get Malkus? That's a question. Do we say the Asay knocked out the Los Asay and all that's left is the Bitl Asay? Or do we say no? The Asay that's with the Los Asay strengthens it. So it could be totally on our Hutra Dechuya discussion, just reckoning back to what we just discussed. Okay, either way, let's continue. Kal Amar Rabbi Akiva, Vachulu. So Rabbi Akiva says, what did Rabbi Akiva say in the first Mishnah in the Parak? Anything that you could have done before Shabbos cannot be done on Shabbos. So Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav, Halacha Rabbi Akiva. We pass like Rabbi Akiva, not like Rabbi Eliezer. Vitzanami Gabi Pesach Yagavne. We also have the same statement regarding Karban Pesach. Klalam Rabbi Akiva over there. Kamalach Hashem Shalal Asosome Erev Shabbos Inodoch Hazah Shabbos. When Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, when the Seder is on Motzi Shabbos. So Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos. So Rabbi Akiva says, anything that you could have done before Shabbos, you cannot do on Shabbos. Shchita Shiyev Shalal Asosome Erev Shabbos. Shchita you can't do earlier. The halacha is you have to shaflik on Pesach bein or arbayim on the 14th day of Nisan. If that's Shabbos, you don't have a choice. So shchita, which is a malacha, you have to do. But carrying the animal or somehow doing other malachas are not doche. The Amar of Yudam Arav halacha of Rabbi Akiva. So again, there we also say like Rabbi Akiva. So we pass like Rabbi Akiva by Shabbos, Mila, and by Pesach. Karban Pesach, Shabbos. Vitzricha, and we need both of these statements. Diash bin agabi mila, if you only had it by mila, hasamu de machshirin she'ef shal asos me'as v'lodachu Shabbos. Maybe only there would we allow it, deleka kares, because there is no kares. And that's why, right? What does that mean? There is no kares? If you would delay it a day. Aval Pesach de'ika kares, emolitchu Shabbos. The Pesach, it's doing it now, and if you miss it, you miss it. So, where there's a chashash kares by not doing it, so, litchu Shabbos, v'yashmin on gabi Pesach, and the opposite. And if you only had the limud by Pesach, that you are not allowed to do machshirin by Pesach, mishum delo nichrus or allow yud gimel brisos. Because Pesach doesn't have the word bris 13 times in the Torah, avo mila de nichrus or yud gimel brisos, ema litchu Shabbos. But mila has it, and therefore you would think that by mila, machshirin are docha Shabbos, sricha. So that's why we say, sricha, we say that in both cases, machshirin or not docha Shabbos. Period. Tosfos here asks a simple question. Tosfos says, so we needed to say that the halacha is like Rabbi Akiva, both by mila being docha Shabbos and by karban Pesach being docha Shabbos. Asks Tosfos, v'hacha b'din raslo v'tznan. Why didn't we ask here the two-word question that's asked elsewhere? Hilchasa l'mishicha? We're asking about what, we have to paskin halacha l'maisa about Karban Pesach today. But Eliyahu HaNavi, tell us, we really need to know right now what the halacha, when you're discussing the halachas of a current Pesach, fine, we're discussing halachas. But Lamaisa, who he paskin like? That's so important. Ask Tosfos. V'hacha lo parech hilchos al mashicha. Why don't we ask that here? Mishum de nafkamina gabe mila. Because the mila one is a nafkamina, obviously. Af al gav de gabe mila na mipasakachi. Even though we said it explicitly by mila, mikol makom la alume piska de mila pasak nami gabe pesach. Av al gav de pasak gabe mila ketetelef mina she pasak psak boru hula kol davar. Really, says Tosfos, interesting answer. We said halacha is like a bikiva in A and in B, even though B is Mashiach, right? But the fact that we paskin like in both places gives even A more strength and more teeth. The fact that we paskin by him, by Pesach, and by Mila, even the Mila Psach is strengthened. That is what Tosfos says. If you look in the Ramban quotes a bunch of other areas, a number of other places where we also do not ask the question, and he assumes that only Rav Yosef is bothered by this in the other Gemaras. But the other Amorim are not bothered. So you talk about it. Drosh v'kav al-schar. So, l'mashicha. It's okay. So we'll talk about it now, and we will wait for Mashiach. But he assumes that maybe most Tanam aren't bothered by that, and therefore it is okay that the Gemara does not ask that. Okay. I mean, the Gemara says elsewhere that some halachas never occurred. And we still study them, or the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Ayin Aleph, the three halachas that might not have ever taken place. Ben Tzora Mora, Zuck, right, what else? Ben Tzora Mora, Irani Dachas, and Bayis HaMenuga. Those three, it's Machlokas, whether they occurred or not. But those three, I think those are the three. So, Drosh V'Kabel Schar, so too here, Drosh V'Kabel Schar. Okay, says the Mishnah. Osin Kol Tzorchei Mila B'Shabbos. A person is allowed to do all the Mila needs on Shabbos. So again, it's very interesting that the first mission of the Perek was all about Machshirei Mila. And now we're talking about Mila. This should have been the first mission of the Perek. Maybe we're just going in order. Chronological order, first Machshirei come first. Right? Just like this whole Masechta started with Hotza'a, because that's what you were talking about, Erev Shabbos. So, maybe. So, also called Zachar Mila B'Shabbos. Molin, you're allowed to do Mila. Uparin, and Priya. Priya is the halacha l'Moshe B'Sinai, that not only do we cut the foreskin, but then we pull back the skin that remains in order to reveal the Rosh HaMila, Rosh HaEver, and that's part of the Mila process too. Umotitzin, and we do Mitzitza. We suction out some of the blood. V'nostin aleha ispalanis v'kamon. And we put a bandage with cumin on it. Right, that was deemed to be sakaras tefashis. We're allowed to do all of that on Shabbos. Im lo shachach me'erev Shabbos. And if I didn't crush the cumin from before Shabbos, like I should have, lois b'shina v'nosin. Then you have a choice. Right now it's pekuach nefesh. So chew it with your teeth and put it on. I guess you got to be careful about germs there, but at least to do it in an unusual way, if you can, and then use it. V'im lo taraf yayin v'shemen me'erev Shabbos, and also they used to make a wine and oil mixture. If you didn't make it on Erev Shabbos, to make it on Shabbos would be seem like it's preparing. Mefarshim explained preparing for cooking, so you'd rather do that in an unusual way. So you're not doing zeb atzmo again. Do it separately, don't pour it in together, and then beat it. The Ritva here has two deos, whether all of these apply only after you did the Mila, or if it's even before you did the Mila. Even before you did the Mila, are you allowed to do this? So that is a huge discussion, which we are going to have in a couple of days from now, when we talk about the sugya of Ishtapich Chamimei. If the hot water spilled before the Mila was done, and you usually need hot water to rinse, so do we say that you're allowed to boil up the water, do the Mila, knowing that you're going to have to boil up the water. Anyway, it's going to come up later in the parak, but the Ritva here has 2 days about it. Is it even before the Mila is done, knowing that you're going to have to violate Shabbos once the Pikuach Nefesh situation exists, do you continue going through with the mitzvah? That is a big discussion, which B'ez Hashem will talk about again, as we have in the past. But now we continue. Vein osin lo chalok lechadchila. One lechadchila, what is that? It's supposed to make a beautiful, perfect bandage. The Meiri says that's tikkun. Avo korech ales martut. You just wrap a more primitive bandage on if you didn't make one, but make it before Shabbos. In lo iskim erev Shabbos korech ales bo. If you don't have it there from erev Shabbos, you could bring it through different rishus wrapped around your finger. Umevi vafilo mechatzer acheres, even from a different chatzer. Good, that is the Mishnah. Tosfos says, Tosfos is printed on Amud Beis, Lois Bishinov, Af al gav da achar amila chola sheish bo sakana hu, even though after the Mila he will be a chola sheish bo sakana,
So why do you have to do it lois anyway? He is a cholish sakana. Mikol makom kama de'efshel shenuyim mishaninan. We still try, even by a cholish sheish bo sakana, we still try to be mishana if we can. That Tosfos is the shita of the Ramah. Shita of the Ramah. The Ramah says, whenever a pikuach nefesh situation, if it's not going to delay and hurt anything, so it's better to do it with a guy, to do it with a shinoi, to try to minimize it. That's not the language of the Rambam. The Shulchan Aruch quotes the Rambam Shita, who says, if it's a cholish ish basakana, do it quickly, loud and clear, directly. That's what the, and kishmchalon of the Shabbos, mishtadlin shalola asosai de eno yehudi v'ktanim, ela ayde yisrael gedolim u'bnei das. And the Rambam says, if you could delay it, if there's no delay in how you do it with a shinui v'chulu, so then you can do it. But this Tosfos clearly sounds like the Ramah, which is fine, and not like the Rambam. Okay, here we go. Says the Gemara Michti, let's see. K'tani kulu, kol tzorchei mila, asu yemai. We listed everything off that you have to do for the mila. We said malin and parid, and so what's included? By kol tzorchei mila. So, wa'asui ha'datan rabbanon. To include the following, this Gemara was made famous by the Brisker Rav. The following Gemara. In Yone Chanukah. That's where this became famous. But let's see what it says. What does it have to do with Chanukah? It doesn't say Chanukah at all on this Amud. What does it have to do with Chanukah? Let's see. The Tana Rabbanan. Hamol, if somebody does Mila, calls Manshihu Osik B'Mila, as long as he is involved in the Mila, Choser, he goes back. Bein Al Hatzitzin Hama'akvin Esamila, Bein Al Hatzitzin Shein Ma'akvin Esamila. He goes back and cuts threads. Tzitzin are threads of skin that are ma'akiv the mila. What does that mean? It means if I don't take off this thread, then the bris mila is still not called a mila. He's still an RL. So if I'm still involved in the mila, then I can go, I can go back for tzitzin and ma'akvin or tzitzin that are not ma'akiv. Even a tzitz that is not ma'akiv, meaning if I don't go back, he's still called a maho, I should still go back and do it, even though it's chavala. Piresh, but once I separated, I'm finished. Al tizan ma'akvin as amila choser. You have to go back for the tizan ma'akvin. Al tizan shein ma'akvin as amila no choser. But for the tizan that are not ma'akev, then you do not go back. Stop there for a moment. Rashi is in one word. Third line in Rashi at the end. Hamol b'shabbos. The Gemara does not say that word. The context of the Gemara sounds that way. We're in Masechta Shabbos. Rashi says the whole issue here is Shabbos. Meaning what? We're talking about if you're involved in the Mila on Shabbos, you can still keep doing what you're doing and continue doing even the Tzitzin She'ina Ma'akvin. But once you stop doing the Mila, you can't go back. It's Chil Shabbos. Can't go back for the Tzitzin She'ina Ma'akvin. That's Rashi's Pshat. The Rambam quotes this Gemara without that word. The Rambam does not say it's Shabbos. The Rambam seems to say that this Gemara is on a weekday. On a weekday. And if somebody on a weekday is involved in Mila, and he's Piresh, and he's separated, and he's not doing the Mila anymore, then he does not go back for the Tzitzin Shein Ma'akvin. Why not? Why can't he go back? It's a weekday. What's the difference? Says the Brisker Rav, say the Achronim, because what's the Tzitzin Shein Ma'akvin? Why do you do those anyway for? That's Hidr Mitzvah. You're beautifying the Mitzvah. You're making it nice and neat. Says the Rambam, the Brisker Rav says, there's no such thing as hiddur mitzvah independent from the mitzvah itself. Hiddur mitzvah is defined as being mahader, the mitzvah. So when you're involved in the mitzvah, so then you could do the hiddur mitzvah. You're mahader and you do even the tzitzin she'ena ma'akvin. But once you separate it, now you're just going back for hiddur mitzvah, you don't go back. You don't go back. Hiddur mitzvah doesn't exist by itself. And therefore you do not go back. What does it have to do with the Rambam? The Rambam Shita by Chanukah, if you remember, is that the Rambam holds, right, Mahajim and Mahajrin. The Rambam holds that like what we do, that it's a menorah, l'chol echad ve'echad, but the Rambam says the Baal HaBayis lights all the candles. You have 10 people in the house on the 8th night, 80 candles, the Baal HaBayis lights all the candles. The Baal HaBayis lights all the candles? Why is that? Says the Brisker Rav, it's l'shitaso. Because you don't have any hiddur mitzvah that's independent. If there's somebody else is lighting it, that's going to be separate. You're ready, you don't say the mitzvah. Ner Rishu Beis was one candle. You need the same person lighting. Right? Ner, right then, that's why hiddur mitzvah is connected. But others, maybe Rashi would assume, that maybe, no, you can have hiddur mitzvah separate. You finish the mitzvah, so what? You can still go back. Either way, that's a crucial one word in Rashi. And the diuk in the Rambam that he does not say that word. Good. We continue now. Matana Pirish Eino Chozer. So who is the opinion that says that once you separated, you don't go back? Once you separated, you don't go back. Meaning, once you did a mitzvah, basically, you don't go back. Who is that? So we're going to have a couple of tries. Amar Rabbi Chana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher, Rabbi Yochanan ben Brokahi. Maybe it's Rabbi Shmuel, the son of Rabbi Yochanan ben Brokah. We had him earlier once. Titania. Arba Asar Shechal Yes B'Shabbos, when Erev Pesach is on Shabbos, Mafshin HaPesach Ad HaChazet. You skin the Pesach, the carbon, until the breastbone, so you could take out the fats to burn. Divrei Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher, Rabbi Yochanan ben Brokah. Meaning, you don't go further. Why? Because right when you finish that, you take out the cuts, you take out the fats, now you're going to go back to the animal and keep cutting. No, you don't keep cutting. Once you finish, once you left, you left. And the Chum say, no, you can skin the whole thing. So isn't the opinion of the Brisa that says, you're not allowed to go back, isn't that Rabbi Shmuel's opinion? So the Gemara says, no, Mimai, maybe you could be Mechalik. When does he say over there that you don't go back? There's no content of Zakei Levi and Veyu over there when we're talking about just skinning the animal. But here, by Mila, Hidr Mitzvah. Zekei Levi and Veyu. And therefore maybe he would say, you do go back here. Where's the source? Here it is in Shas. The source for Hidr Mitzvah. Titania. Zekei Levi and Veyu. This is my God and I will glorify him. Hisna'el lefana b'mitzvos. Do mitzvahs in a beautiful manner. Asei lefana v'sukin na'el, v'lulav na'el, v'shofer na'el, tzitziz na'el, sefer Torah na'el. All beautiful. The katav bo lishmo, b'dyo na'el, use beautiful ink, b'kulmis na'el. That's an interesting one. The pen has to be beautiful. Does that make a difference in the result? Even how you do the mitzvah, even though the result is the same. The kumis, the quill. The lavlar uman with an expert scribe. The karcho b'shirayin noyin and garb it with beautiful clothing of the goddamn silks. So you see, zekei levi aveyu, it's hidr mitzvah. So maybe Rabbi Shmuel would agree here by Mila. Once we're quoting this pasuk, though, we also quote Abba Shalomer, ve'an ve'hu, havei domelo. I will, another drasha for the word ve'an ve'hu, va'ani hu. It's like I and him. I will be like Hashem. Mahu chanun v'rachum, afata heye chanun v'rachum. You also should be chanun v'rachum. Right? There are two gemaras in Shas about being like Hashem. This gemara, mahu afata, and then we have the gemara at the end of the first parak of Sota, where we have to act like Hashem in actions. Just like he buried the dead, just like he garbed the naked, just like he visited the sick, just like he comforted the mourners, so that we have to do all four of those. The Gemara in Sota Daf Yudalid, and this Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Lama Gimel, over there is about Maisim, and over here is about Midos. We have to be like Hashem in Maisim and in Midos. Either way, this rejects the suggestion for Rabbi Yishmael. The Rabbi Yishmael is the Tana of our Mishnah. The first page of the Talmud Dvorah, the Ramak. I don't get to quote the Ramak so often, so I got to use the opportunity. The Ramak, one of the Kabbalists from the 1500s, from the time of the Beis Yosef, the Ramak writes on the first page of Tomer Dvorah, the whole Sefer is somewhat of a Kabbalistic, not a little Kabbalistic Sefer, based on the pasuk that we say in Tashlich. Based on the pasuk that we say in Tashlich, Darshaning, Mikal Kamocha knows the Amar over Al Pesha. On the first page, he says, you know what, we have to do this? We have to figure out what these words mean, because in life we can't just have the Midos. We have to have the Meisim. Based on these two Gemaras, there's one about Midos, Kufla Megimel and Shabbos, one about the Meisim, Sota Yudalid. So he says there on the first page that we have to make sure that we, he says, Umayoelo Heyoso Kitsura Ha'elyona, Demus Tavnes Evarov, Ubapulos Lo Yizdame Lakono, Lafichach Ra'ui Shi Yizdame El Pulos Akeser, Shein Shloshes Remidos Arachim Elyonos, Remudus Psoda Psukim, and he quotes the Pasuk from Micha. Good. So back to the Gemara. So the Gemara says, the opinion of the Brisa that says once you stop, you don't go back, is not Dafka Rabbi Yishmael. So we have another try. Ela Amar of Ashi, Hamani, Rabbi Yosihi. Maybe it's Rabbi Yosi, the son. Mishnah in Mesechas Rosh Hashanah. Bein Shenira Ba'aliel, Bein Shalom Nira Ba'aliel. Whether the moon was obviously, clearly seen by everyone. Either way, Mechal Lav is a Shabbos. Meaning, what if there are two witnesses that see the moon, and it's clear, there's not a cloud in the sky for miles. And the Edom say to themselves, you know what, Besdin obviously saw this in Yerushalayim. We don't have to schlep there. We don't have to travel and be Mechal Shabbos to go there. Tanakhama says, doesn't matter. You go anyway. You're Mechal Shabbos even though it's clear.
Rabbi Yossi Omer, no. Nira ba'alil, if it's clear and obvious, in mechal and levas Shabbos. You now let it go. You now let it be mechal Shabbos for that. There is no heter of chilil if there is no real tzorech. So too here. If there's no real tzorech, you don't have the heter. So isn't that, shouldn't we say, Rabbi Yossi is the shita? So again, we say no. Mimai, Dilma, maybe not. Ad kan lo kam Rabbi Yossi hasam. When does Rabbi Yossi say there by Rashish, by the Kiddush HaChodesh, to lo nitna Shabbos lidchos? There, nothing, Chil Shabbos didn't start. You were never allowed to be Mechal Shabbos, fine, in that case. Aval hacha, the nitna Shabbos lidchos, hachanami. But here, you were allowed to do the meal in the first place, so maybe you could extend it. Who said it's an exact parallel case? So, third try. Ella, and this one will last. Ella Amri Nahar Doi Rabbanon de Pligele de Rabbi Yossi. It's the Rabbanon who argue on Rabbi Yossi. Where did the Mishnah says in Maseches Menachos? Arba Kohanim Nechnasim. Every Shabbos, when it was time to change the bread, right? We have the changing of the guard, we have changing of the bread. Every Shabbos, the Lechem upon him was changed. So what happened? Machlokes, exactly what happened. So, four Kohanim went in. Shnayim bi'adam, shnei sedarim, shnayim bi'adam, shnei bazichin. Two of them had six loaves each for the new breads, and the two of them had the two bazichin, the cups of frankincense that hung on the shulchan. You had to burn those before the kohanim could eat the lechem upon him. Va'arba magdim lefnayim, and four went in front of them. Shnayim litol shnei sedarim, two of them to take out the old loaves. V'shnayim litol shnei bazichin, and two to take the two bazichin. Ha'machnisin omdim batzafon ufnayim ladaro, the ones who were putting it in stood in the north, facing the south, and the motzi and the ones that were taken out stood opposite them, and they pull and they push, right, they go, 1, 2, 3, go! And then people pull out to corn and pull out the lechem upon him, and the other ones push it in right away. The Tanakhama darshins, the Rabbanan say, not for a second could the shulchan be without lechem upon him. Right? When it's taken out, they gotta push it in. Right? If you would have a break, you wouldn't be able to continue. Right? So that's our parallel. Once you stop, you can't go back. Rabbi Yossi says, don't make yourself so crazy. You can take them out, you can put it back in, you just can't have a day without the bread. That's also tamid, period. So we have our daya that says, once you stop not involved in a mitzvah, you shouldn't, and you're not allowed to go back. Right? The Rabbanan of Rabbi Yossi. Good. Tana Rabbana invite her a little bit more. Mahalketinas Amila. You're allowed to trim the Mila. I mean, you make it neat. V'imlo hilket on Shabbos. V'imlo hilket on Ishkares. Right? And if you weren't, you're Chayev Kares. Who's Chayev Kares? Mani. Amrev Kahana, Uman. The Uman's Chayev Kares. The Uman, the Moel, is Chayev Kares? Why? Maskavar of Papa. Uman, lema lehu, why can't he tell them, ana avdi palgi the mitzvah, I did the first half of the mitzvah, atun avdi su palgi the mitzvah. Right, you do the other half. Right, what do you mean? If he doesn't do it, it's chayiv kares because it ended up he didn't do the mitzvah? Why can't he say, I did the first half of the mitzvah, now continue? So, ela amar apapa, gadol. No, we're talking about a gadol. Now, who's chayiv kares? A gadol who didn't have it trimmed properly, meaning he didn't have all the tzitz and a ma'akma taken off, he's chayiv kares if he never does the milah again. So Mazal Ravashi, Gadol, Pedyksive. It says that explicitly. Va'arel Zachar Shalo Yamul Fechulu is going to get kares. So what are we talking about? So Elam Ravashi Lolam Uman. Really, this statement of Tan Rabbanan is talking about the Moel. Uki go and watch the case to Asa Ben Ashmashas to Shabbos. He came and it was very, very close to the end of Shabbos. For Umberland, everybody told him, Lo Misafkis, don't start the Mila now. You're never going to be able to finish it. V'yamalu, Misafkina, I'll start it. The Aved v'lo is tafik, and he started and he ended up not having time. V'shtachach, the chabur hu, the Aved, v'anish karis. Then he's chayiv karis. Why? Because he knew, he did it amazing, he knew he might not have had time, and he went into it anyway. So therefore, that's the case that the Brisa was referring to. Interesting, we're talking about doing the Mila and leaving and the low hilkate. The Shulchan Aruch quotes in Simen Reish Samach Vav. Again, in Yoredeya and Hilchas Mila, Sif Yud Dalid. Reish Samach Vav, Sif Yud Dalid. Yesh Li Zaher, Shelo Yamulu Shnei Moalim, Mila Achas B'Shabbos. Sheze Yamo Vaze Yifra. Even though maybe on a weekday you could have one Moal do the Mila and one Moal do the Priya, but when it comes to Shabbos, have one mole do everything.
Don't want to mess around. Let one mole do everything. Ela hamol hu atzmo yifra. Right? And the Rama adds, v'lo matzasi raya ledvarav. I didn't find a raya. V'yad rabba nirali deshari. I think it's mutter, says the Rama. To hamilo dachi shabbos. Kamo avoda b'mikdash. Shekama kohanim haya ovdim m'chalun shabbos. T'imachar de shabbos nidan litchos harika chol l'chol davar. V'chei matzasi v'sefer atshuma yashan. V'chulu amna matzasi b'kovetz yesh leser. Akein tov l'hachmer l'chadchila. Avo b'midina nirali mashuk asafti. I think it's mutter, but I found that if people say it's aser, so it's going to be aser. Either way, but that's a minug. Quoted in the Shulchan Aruch Yaradeh. Good, last section for the day. Motetzin! Amar Papa. Hi, Umna. Here, Metitza. The big issues of Metitza. It's only one line in the Gemara, in all the Shas. Right here. Hi, Umna. Dolomayitz. If a Moel does not do Metitza, does not suction out some of the blood, Sakanu V'Avrinalei. It's a Sakana for the baby if he doesn't do Metitza, and you remove the license of this Moel. Says the Gemara, Pshita. What's the chiddush? We say you're allowed to do it on Shabbos, and it's a malacha, so of course it's obviously sakana. So ma the tema, no, you might have said, hi dam ifkat pakid, you might say the dam is not really a malacha. It's there, it's pakid, it's like in a container inside. It's not really inherent in the skin. Kamash malan, chiburi michbar. No, you're really doing a chavala when you do it. Vidumya dis polanis vakamon. Similar to the bandage with cumin. Ma is polanis vakamon. Kilo avid sakanahu. Just like it's polanis vakamon, if you don't put it on, it's a sakana. Afachanami kilo avid sakanahu. So too, this too, without matisa, it is a sakana. Good. So, this is a huge shiloh, twofold. Number one, is mitzitza really part of the mila process? Originally, it was mishum sakana. Is it only mishum sakana? And, even if it's not, does it become part of the mila process? So we assume, Bizman said, that it is part of the mila process. You have to do mitzitza. But then the next shiloh is, how do you do mitzitza? That's the major controversy of mitzitza bepeh. Or is mitzitza bikli good enough as well? Meaning, how do you translate mitzitza? Do you say sucking out the blood or suctioning it out? Removing some of the blood from inside. That is a big discussion already going back a couple hundred years. Mitzitza bepeh, mitzitza bikli. What if you know for sure right now? Because now the big issue is that there might be sakana in the opposite direction. There are documented cases that seem to be, where at least raise major questions about certain, you have certain moelim, where certain babies always get, a number of babies get sick from the same moel. It brings, this issue into question. Again, but this is the big issue, without poskening in either direction. One should ask their local, rav about mitzitza. Mitzitza has to be done. Mitzitza bekli, mitzitza bepeh, right? And the poskim are very emotional on both sides of the issue. The ones who feel that you have to do it, shomer p'sam Hashem. The ones that feel that you're not allowed to do it, is it's mamish bikuach nefesh for the baby, you're not allowed to do it. So again, one has to know exactly, to ask their rav beforehand to make sure they know how to approach the issue. Okay, we'll stop here. Baruch Hashem, we will continue. Baruch Hashem, back to regular schedule on Thursday morning, Kuf Lamed Aleph, when we get into medicines. Another daf here about medicines. It's been a couple of months, but another, it's just an Amun Aleph, medicines coming up. Okay, we'll stop here.